Jamie and Locker live from the 112th Grey Cup. It is a special Grey Cup Saturday edition of the Green Zone. We are live at Fan Fest. See, Saturday is it's busy in here today. Busier as the week went on. Thursday it opened. Friday a little busier. Saturday it's pretty well jammed in here. Lots of Rider Nation have made the trek to Winnipeg to watch the Grey Cup.
We're busy tomorrow during our breaks because we got people coming in, and everybody wants a picture with the famous Jamie and I, the sports guy. And it is packed in here. It's jammed. I'm not going to get any time to practice my kicking game.
That is probably for the best.
I've been losing sleep over that.
I don't think you have a future.
I've been losing sleep over this whole kicking challenge.
So we continue here on the Green Zone, getting you set for the 112th Grey Cup. Earlier this week, Media Day, I was able to chat with the quarterback of the Rough Riders, Trevor Harris, trying to win his first, started the conversation talking about the wristbands he wears and which ones are on this week.
I made them at the beginning of the year. They say decisively engaged on one side, and then the other side, Mace had kind of said, like, we're on the clock, and so we got some alarm clocks, and then I put on there SR for Saskatchewan Rough Rider Time, but if you say it fast enough, it's SR time. It's our time, and so we've kind of been manifesting this moment for quite a while.
Quotes going around. You had the quarterback last week saying it's our time. Some people are saying a little bit more of a Trevor Harris who's pumping his chest maybe a little bit more than past. Where's that coming from?
Yeah, I wouldn't say pumping my chest. It was that more or less just last week. I got asked a ton of questions about their quarterback, and it was just like, you know, after you give your seventh or eighth answer about one person, it's like, hey, I'm not here to talk about this guy. And, you know, I'd probably do the same thing if I keep getting asked about Davis. You know, we're playing against a very, very good defensive, against a very, very good football team. And so, it's more of us just where our focus is at. And I was just kind of just irritated at that time. I was like, I'm done with talking about this. Like, can we talk about us a little bit, you know? And, like, but I do get it. You know, he's a Canadian quarterback and that sort of thing. So, but, yeah, I do feel like it's our time. And I'm sure they feel the exact same way. If you don't feel like that and you're in this moment, then shame on you. So as a leader, it's up to us to make sure that we're keeping our guys in the moment and doing everything we can to go out and win the football game on Sunday.
How important is discipline this week and for you and, you know, Micah and Jermarcus to lead that, just to, hey, yeah, it's a great cup party, but we can party all week next week if you take care of business on Sunday.
Yeah, and I think that's when you're in the meeting room, it's be in the meeting room. When you've got some free time, go get some film, and there's going to be more distractions, more chaos, and more hoopla and that sort of situation. But make sure that you're getting in what you need to get in for your prep. And I don't feel like we've had any issues with that. You know, getting adjusted to being here in Winnipeg and the meeting rooms and the certain timings, and today being media day, just kind of, you know, Justin is staying in the flow of where we need to be. But if we notice anything out of whack, I know that our guys will say something, but I haven't noticed anything.
You've said, you know, early in your career, like, man, you kind of had a goal to be the quarterback of the Rough Riders. When was that moment, and why did it strike you as a goal?
I wouldn't say I described it as a goal. I'd like to be the quarterback of the Rough Riders someday. You know, you never know when or if stuff like that does happen. But I played for Toronto and we won in double overtime in Saskatchewan. And Saskatchewan, I think, was like 0-1 at the time, or maybe even 0-2. And I remember like being like, man, this fan base is awesome. Like, they show up and they showed out and they were loud, and you could feel like the passion from the fan base. And I'm kind of a small town guy. I'm from a small village, basically, of Waldo, Ohio, of like 400 people. And so, I just kind of like feel like I fit in here as well. And so, it's been an honor and a privilege. I'm really grateful.
So what would it mean to deliver one for, I'll start with Saskatchewan?
You know, it's been a while. And so it would be pretty cool, but I think I'd be more focused on, you know, seeing my teammates celebrate more than anything. And because, you know, we've got, you know, quite a while to celebrate, you know, as a province, and think about that after this, after we would win. But it's more or less just keep the focus where the focus is. And I think it'd be probably a better question to answer for Sunday evening if we get it done.
I've noticed I don't know if it's true or not. You can tell me. It sounds like you've been a lot more reflective this season. Like before the Labor Day game, you're like, I got to soak this in. Is it just reality of going and being honest? Like, yeah, you don't know. Like, this might be your last opportunity to win one as a starter. Like, how much are you trying to soak it in? But how important is this moment for Trevor Harris?
Yeah, I think the soaking in the moment thing is kind of just a gratitude thing. And, you know, you grow up wanting to be the man in the arena and get things done and, you know, be at a certain level and do certain things. And I think a lot of times we just say like, oh, yeah, cool. Oh, yeah, cool. Anyway, but I think it's okay to kind of just sit back and just be grateful for where you are. And it gives you some perspective. And so that's really all it's been. And a lot of work with my mental performance coach through those sorts of situations and my faith of just being grateful for where God has me is kind of what that's come from.
Is there a finality to it, the potential of what Sunday means to you and your career, or not yet?
I think it's a lot for other people to speak about, and maybe it's something, you know, you reflect on after. But I've never thought anything was about me. Football is a team game, and we're going to get this done together if we get it done. It's not going to be, you know, Trevor won his first. That's not what we'd want. We'd want the Saskatchewan Rough Riders to be up there, and that's really what our aim is. And I want to see my teammates celebrate with that cup over their head, and that's where my motivation lies.
I don't know, because I saw Darian. He was a backup, won a couple. When he won that one, it's going to mean more.
Oh, I'm sure. But it's not like my focus has never been on like me or a legacy. I think what is always going to define me is how I've played the game and how I've treated my teammates and how I've represented Jesus Christ as an athlete and as a person. What kind of man have I become through the process? Really, more so than you know, thinking about you know, legacy or anything of that nature.
That is Trevor Harris. A couple of days ago today, he was asked point blank if he's ever thought about winning a Grey Cup and riding off into the sunset.
I know what you're doing here. Yes, I've envisioned myself winning a Grey Cup. I'm not there yet to talk about what's after, but let's just go get it done for these guys and one another tomorrow, and we'll talk about it tomorrow after the game.
We'll talk about it tomorrow after the game. We'll see what he says tomorrow after the game on what this all means to Trevor Harris.
What do you think?
I have no idea anymore. Earlier this season, I wrote a column on CJME.com and CKOM.com, and it would pretty much said if he is willing and interested, you sign him to a contract extension right now. Right now, if he's willing and interested. And maybe they tried, and he said they'll wait. Maybe the team says, let's wait. Last year, of course, it was December. It was after the season. A couple of weeks later, they did announce a one-year contract extension with Trevor Harris. So
yeah,
we'll see if that's what they're going to do again.
I think if they win, I think he walks away.
Yes. We'll see where it goes from here. Jamie Nye, Locker, the Gray family is here.
Well, now I can call Britton Grit and Bray.
Yeah,
it just makes so we more
don't get
sense.
Confused. Yeah. Britton Gray and Libby Gray are both here
in the house.
No relation. But they're both. Why wouldn't you send a pair of Grays to cover the Gray Cup, right?
I didn't even think of that until just now. That's awesome.
Come on.
Good Locker. For you.
Libby's going to join us to talk about all the Rider fans she's running into around Winnipeg. Britton's going to join us a little later on to talk about the roster notes and the depth chart and how the team is feeling ahead of the 112th Grey Cup. We are live from Radio Row Fan Fest downtown Winnipeg, a special edition of the Green Zone on this Grey Cup Saturday on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. We are live from Radio Row as we are getting set for the 112th Grey Cup, a special Saturday edition of the Green Zone as we continue to bring you the very latest. So a lot of talk about Trevor Harris's future.
Yes.
Earlier this week, somebody who knows Trevor Harris has covered Trevor Harris a while. Was Matthew Schenetti. He's done features. It probably has a great feature ready for tomorrow on the pregame show or today.
Start the year that Harris got into the CFL. That was his first year.
That was like his first year.
CFL.
So Locker and I asked Matthew Schenetti if he thinks there's a chance that with a Grey Cup victory, we see number 7, Trevor Harris, ride off into the sunset.
I have been very blessed since I started covering the league in 2011 to see perhaps one of the greatest generations of CFL quarterbacks. Travis Lule, Mike Riley, Bo Levi Mitchell, Zach Collaros, and Trevor Harris. Of all of them, the one guy who takes care of his body better than anyone else, the one guy who has refined himself again and again more than anyone else, the one guy who, yes, he has a confidence and a bravado, and it is quiet and it's behind the scenes, and though it peaked out a little bit during the week last week when he was talking about this being Saskatchewan's time and not Nathan Rourke's time, Trevor Harris wants this. He wants this more than anything else. I watched him in 2012. I was in the Argos locker room when he was the third-string quarterback, and he was elated to win the 100th Grey Cup. He really was. In 2016, I'm sure if he and I were being honest with each other with a few adult beverages, yes, he was happy that the Red Blacks won and certainly was happy in the moment for Henry Burris. I don't doubt that. But I also know he was disappointed in Rick Campbell's decision, because if you look back at that 2016 season, the guy who played a ton and really helped Ottawa get to where they were was Trevor Harris. He has gone to 4 or 5 different franchises. He has thrown over 4,000 yards in multiple franchises. 4 franchises, I believe. No one has done that in CFL history. He is the most accurate thrower, if not top 3, in CFL history. We used to talk about, oh, Trevor Harris can't get it done in the playoffs. He owns several playoff passing records in terms of accuracy. He is undeniably a part of that great class that I talked about. But a Grey Cup win would cement his legacy. A championship does for anyone. But for him, knowing not so much that he doesn't rate himself alongside his peers and a Grey Cup would put him at the same table as those guys I just mentioned. No. He knows he belongs there. He knows he's as good as those guys. And those guys know that he is as good as them too. But a Grey Cup win, especially as the starting quarterback of the Saskatchewan Roughriders, would absolutely cap off his career. And I wouldn't be surprised, Jamie, if after that he rides off into the sunset.
That is Matthew Schenetti. He will be on the Montreal sideline tomorrow for the 112th Grey Cup, the Rough Riders against the Montreal Alouettes. As we are getting predictions, 1-877-332-8255. If you want to text in your prediction with us on what happens tomorrow, the Rough Riders and the Montreal Alouettes for all the marbles, as they say. Locker.
Yeah.
Did JT, is Justin Trudeau's going with the Alouettes?
I'm okay with that on a number of levels. He's from there.
Yep.
He posted something about the Alouettes, and he was wearing an Alouettes jersey. And again, I am 100% okay with that.
There's probably a prediction everybody
imagine
wanted.
That.
Yeah.
A liberal ignoring the West.
Well, we shall see. As there he is on his Instagram story. Go Owls, go. Wearing the jersey.
Yeah.
Well, that almost guarantees it, doesn't it?
I don't want to say anything, but again, like I said, there's more than a couple of reasons why I am very comfortable with that prediction.
By the way, there is an appearance today. I was talking to Scott Moe. You'll hear that conversation in the next hour. Mark Carney, the Prime Minister, is in Winnipeg. Not specifically for a game, but an event in Winnipeg. Scott told me he's going
please
to meet
stay
the
away.
Prime Minister.
Please stay away from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Don't go to practice. Don't go to any press conferences.
Lock down the team hotel, and make sure Mark Carney stays away.
Maybe that's why someone pulled the fire alarm at Princess Auto Stadium, because he was on his way to
the Alouettes. We're like, wait, he's coming?
Get him away from us. Evacuate the building.
because I think, what is Carney, 0 for 2?
Yeah, yeah.
He cursed the Oilers.
My Edmonton Oilers last year.
And then, of course, he hit up the Toronto Blue Jays for the World Series. So
politicians should know better. Show your support after the game,
not before the game. So it is a Grey Cup city as Trevor Harris and the Rough Riders are getting set to play, and there's a lot of questions about his future. It's going to be very interesting what the future is going to hold for Trevor Harris after this game, win or lose. Right after this game, we have to start talking. Who's going to be the quarterback next year for the Rough Riders? They don't got one yet, unless it's Jack Cohn or Tommy Stevens. Those are the only two. Jake Mayer's not under contract. Trevor Harris isn't under contract. This is the big question for 2026, but it has...
I'm okay with the focus being on the Grey Cup.
Absolutely.
Right,
like Corey Mace was asked about Trevor Harris's future beyond this year, and Corey...
All the coaching drama that we've been seeing over the last week and a half, I understand why by Craig Reynolds and Jeremy O'Day locked up Corey. I understand why that was taken care of, because they didn't want that having to be an issue leading up to the Grey Cup. So that was smart. But players, right, leave them alone. Let them focus on the game, and then we can sort it out after Sunday.
Corey May said, I've given no thought to what this win or loss means for anybody.
Well, he's lying, but...
Well, for Trevor, like,
he's lying.
Specifically, I'm like, he and Jeremy have had the conversation with Trevor already.
100%.
They know what, I'd imagine they'd already know what the plan is after this game. But it's going to be the next big story in the CFL, outside of who's going to coach the Toronto Argonauts, because it's not going to be Mike O'Shea. That news dropped late yesterday. Mike O'Shea and general manager Kyle Walters are staying right here in Winnipeg. Apparently the commissioner, who usually, there's a rule, no information, no stories from your teams, but apparently the Winnipeg Blue Bombers asked for permission and were granted permission from the commissioner to release that yesterday during Grey Cup week. And this is what I feel about it.
Who cares?
Winnipeg's the host city. They needed good news in Winnipeg this week. The fans did, to just... That was a good story.
Was anybody mad about it?
I hope not.
I don't think so.
But anyways, we continue here on The Green Zone. Coming up next, our roving reporter, Libby Gray, will join us to talk about Rider Nation and the stories she's finding out as the green and white invade Winnipeg. It is a special Saturday edition of The Green Zone right here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Jamie and Locker with you live from Radio Row. It is a special Grey Cup Saturday edition of the Green Zone as we bring you the latest on the 112th Grey Cup. Joe will start for the Rough Riders. No Keyshawn Johnson. No Joe Robustelli. Britton Gray will have more on that. And there was no doubt who was coming to Grey Cup to cover the Riders and the news story. It had to be Britton Gray. And Libby Gray, no
Grey
relation.
Cup. I just put this relation. All. I just put this all together. By the way, Grey Cup. Yeah.
Libby's working the street, talking to Rider fans, getting the news stories to you on how excited Rider Nation. Rider Nation's starting to take over Winnipeg here, Libby.
Oh my God! Like, as of today, especially walking through any of the festival sites, it's green. That's what you see.
We got here on Tuesday, and it's just been progressively more and more and more and more green. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and today it's a wave. The second most is the Bombers, understandably. I'm not seeing a whole lot of Alouettes fans.
There's a few. I've seen like a handful.
Last night, I saw quite a few. I would say I'm seeing more Alouettes fans than I'm seeing Argo fans.
Yeah, or Elks. Not a ton of Elks.
Yeah.
Not a lot of Elks.
Right.
More Calgary.
Now that you said that.
Hamilton.
I haven't seen a lot of green and gold from
the Edmonton Elks. Seen a lot of Ticat fans.
A lot more green and white.
Absolutely.
As there should be.
So, what are you finding out? Who are some of the characters you've ran into supporting the green and white? You were telling us there was an ethical issue at the airport or somewhere.
Quite the discussion, because yeah. Two ladies full on rider gear were they got off the flight and immediately headed to the cafe bar where yeah. I was doing work on some stories, and they had quite the conundrum that they had to speak with the owner of the restaurant about, because they could not discern whether 10 a.m. was too early to be ordering alcohol. But they were in town for the Grey Cup, and it's celebrating the riders. So is 10 a.m. too early?
No. I'll help you out with that.
10 a.m.
The Stella's owner said it wasn't too early. She says she'd seen worse.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I've sat next to that guy on the air flight at 9 a.m. going, geez, breakfast beers, really? Okay. But what? Who else are you running into? What's the cast of characters that... is around Winnipeg for Grey Cup week.
We really do have characters, don't we?
Yes.
Like, Rider fans don't descend just in jerseys. There's like six people in bedazzled blazer sets that look like green disco balls downstairs right now. There's people with, like, watermelons on their heads. And not just, like, the fake ones. Like, knit watermelon toques.
Yeah!
They're putting effort into this.
Oh, 100%.
Which, I mean, not surprising. We're from Saskatchewan. If we don't go big... Who will?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. There's families of 10 who are showing up with like big chains repping the Rough Riders at the festival so they can find each other. That's why.
There's a group of Saskatchewan Rough Rider Blues Brothers too.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. I've seen them all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Libby Gray's joining us, our news reporter in Winnipeg, having the stories. How are they feeling about Sunday's game?
They're pumped. I mean, who wouldn't be? Their team is in the Grey Cup. Half of them bought tickets before they knew that the Riders were going to be in. So this is just icing on the cake. They are really, everyone says the same thing. They want a good game,
mm-hmm.
and they want a Riders win. They always caveat, they're hopefully a Riders win.
Yeah.
But they just, everyone said, Saskatchewan isn't asking for much.
So how many people do you think have bought tickets in the last couple of days since the Riders clinched? And how many were like, we bought them.
I've only run into a handful of people that bought tickets.
Recently?
No.
Before?
Before.
Interesting. I feel like I've met more people who bought them long ago.
Really?
The people I'm talking to, I've learned this weekend that there's the Grey Cup, and then there's Grey Cupping, where you just go for the festivities.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's in it. So the ladies at the bar, they were Grey Cuppers. They are going to the Grey Cup, but that was a last-minute decision. They were always coming for the Grey Cup festivals.
Just a party.
Yeah, they're here to have a good time. And icing on the cake that Riders are in the Cup. But no, I think a lot of Rider fans just have that ever-dying hope that they'll make it here.
Well, it's interesting.
I met a lot of people that woke up Sunday morning and started looking at accommodations and bought tickets.
Well, on this show, was it Tuesday or Wednesday? I just brought up Ticketmaster, and it popped up two seats, and I was, there's two seats available, and
gone.
They were gone.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, never mind, there's no longer two seats available on resale. It's like every ticket that goes up is people have the alert on their phone or something and go, boink, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I think that stadium's going to be
very green.
Not filled with green, but I bet you it's close to 50% because Bomber fans are... There's a lot of Bomber fans who are going there, season ticket holders who have their tickets.
I will say my social media is filled with Bomber fans selling tickets. So for every Bomber that sells a ticket, there's a green that's buying it. Probably.
What do you think of what Winnipeg as a whole is doing as far as a host city for the Grey Cup, Libby?
I think they're being very lovely hosts, begrudgingly, obviously not being in this matchup.
I would agree.
They're being very gracious. The festivities seem really lovely. They've really gone all out. There's mm-hmm. people are having a lot of fun. I haven't heard any complaints. Riderville's bumping.
We are hearing complaints that there weren't tickets available for the RBC Convention Center and Riderville after the fact. The team parties. If you didn't buy tickets ahead of time, you didn't get in, and you're not getting in this weekend. And so a lot of people are looking for that backup plan, and that Shannon's Pub conversation. I've had that about 40 times today.
Shannon's Pub.
It's right on Carleton.
It's right.
And it's right
outside
next door to the RBC Center. And
yes.
It's an Irish pub.
Shannon's Pub.
Yeah, a lot of... we popped in last night just quickly, Jamie and I, just to sort of see. And it was probably half Bomber fans and half Rough Rider fans.
Well, it's interesting bars are realizing that a lot of Rider fans can't get into the RBC Convention Center for team parties. It's like, hey, we're the unofficial home of Rider Nation.
Yeah.
So they're trying to promote, like, Rider Nation to cram into their bars if they can't get into Ryderville. So
we should get something free from Shannon's Pub, too, because we've been promoting it all week.
Yeah. Go downstairs and find out after the show today.
Make a call, Locker's
going to be down. Hey, we've been mentioning the show on the radio station in Regina. Can I get a free beer? And they'll be like,
what, fried pepperoni?
Yeah. Come in playing the station on your phone.
Yeah, there you go. Libby Gray, are you going to go try field goal? You're a soccer player, right?
Yes. To be fair, I did not wear the right shoes for this.
Yeah, you definitely didn't.
I could take the shoes off.
She was beaking me after she saw the video of my pathetic performance against.
It's not beaking. It's just true. You can't
makes
be offended.
It even worse.
I texted Libby, or was it last night or earlier today? I was like, "And you can try a field goal." She's like, "Well, I did play soccer, but
never kicked
weird,
a football.
A weird shaped ball." And I'm like, "Well, you look better than Locker did." She was like. I'd hope.
Have you ever kicked a football?
No, that was the first time, actually, if I'm being brutally honest.
Have you
and
kicked
I didn't
anything?
Play soccer.
This should be part
I've
of the
my,
job interview
I've had my
process.
Butt kicked, yeah. But no, I played hockey and I played basketball and volleyball. None of that had anything to do with your feet.
It doesn't translate.
And I grew up in
so
DC.
Now you know how Brett Lawther can struggle every so often, right? Now, yeah, now you yeah, got yeah. You understand that it's not that easy, hey Locker?
And listen,
Felton Johnson back there too in Regina, damn kickers! I can hear him already.
I grew up in BC. There was zero football. It is not a thing that's on anybody's radar. When I moved to Alberta, I started to see more football with the kids, youth programs, and Saskatchewan. It's overwhelming, and Manitoba as well. There is very little football in BC. There's something wrong with that end of the.
On that note, I don't think I've seen a BC Lions fan in my time here.
I've seen a handful.
Okay,
they are here.
I've seen Nathan Rourke.
Yeah,
does that count? The quarterback of the team. But let's get Libby's prediction written down. Libby Gray.
21-17.
Football expert Libby Gray. Give it to us.
Football expert. 21-17. Riders.
There you go.
That's a good score. You know what? The one thing that we are seeing when we're asking for predictions is pretty much everybody to a man has been saying that it's going to be a close game. So everyone's sort of settled in. I'm interested because we've been asking our guests, people directly associated with the Riders, how nervous they are, and there seems to be a bit of a calmness. And fans even, you mentioned that. Are you surprised that there's a lack of nerves leading into the Grey Cup this Sunday, Libby?
I mean, look at the Western Final and how that turned out. Apparently, we love to be stressed out watching a game. A lot of fans, too, talking to me, are saying they want a good game, they want a close game, and they think it will be closed. So apparently we're just
in it.
We're just
we
committed
already know.
To
suckers
that.
For punishment. Oh, let's have a close game and nervous anxiety. Yeah. Now, Libby has us covered all weekend long with the news stories with the green and white that have invaded Winnipeg, Manitoba. Libby, thank you so much for your time. We look forward for the latest report on CJME and CKOM.
Thanks for having me.
Where are you off to? Going to go try to field goal?
We'll have to see.
Okay. That is Libby Gray here on The Green Zone on a special Grey Cup Saturday edition of The Green Zone on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to a special Grey Cup Saturday edition of The Green Zone live from Fan Fest.
I have a question for you. We just had a text.
Yes?
When do you think OLP will be on? I want to give them a rough idea. Because the game starts at 5. It'll probably be like a 5:40 start, official start for the game.
No, it won't go that late.
No, 5:30?
Yeah, usually it's like 5:20-ish.
Okay. They're doing a 10-minute set. We know that, 10-12-minute set, right?
If you want to be safe to make sure you don't miss anything, you turn the TV on at 4:30 and
all right.
Watch their pregame show leading into that. I don't know exactly when they're going to be on, but...
To
if you're
safe.
Watching at home, I'd turn it on at 4:30 just to be safe. I'd expect around 5 o'clock-ish or just before that because then they do the intros and then they do the anthem and then they do the flyover and then it's the ceremonial coin toss, which takes a little bit. So,
yeah.
We'll try to find out, though, for tomorrow's
we'll look into
pregame
it,
show.
But, yeah, we are getting a lot of texts, actually. Obviously, we're doing a show that we wouldn't normally be doing. So 877-332-8255 if you have any questions or predictions. We're getting your predictions as well for the 112th Grey Cup.
Okay. Of course, Libby's on the loose, our Libby Gray reporter, but with a new feature to the Green Zone, it's Locker on the Loose, Predictions Edition.
Locker on the Loose.
We're Ryderville. I got Dean and Kevin with me. What's your prediction for the game tomorrow?
26-21 Riders.
I think Alexander's going to struggle. I'm going 36-14 Riders.
Let's go Riders.
Riders always.
The best team wins.
Andrew, Winnipeg is hosting the 112th Grey Cup. I need a prediction from you. Who's going to win?
Montreal all the way, baby.
Riders are going to win. Go Riders.
Woo! What's your prediction for the 112th Grey Cup?
Riders 24-21. Lawther's going to kick the winning field goal.
Alouettes 45. Saskatchewan 0.
What's your predictions?
Riders.
Riders, you got a score?
Woo! We're going to score.
No, you have a score.
Stefan, what do you got for a prediction for the game?
Montreal win.
Okay, all right. What's the score?
42-16.
All right, give me that in French, my friend.
No. Alouette, 42 à 16 tomorrow morning. Sunday.
Fred, what do you got for the game on Sunday, my friend?
Ooh, well, my friends in Winnipeg over here, are they listening? Because if they are, I can't say this. Saskatchewan's going to win.
112th Grey Cup. Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Montreal Alouettes. What's your prediction, brother?
Who else? Riders all the way, 100%.
Let's do it.
Woo! Rider Prime!
Gold, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Locker?
Excellent. 112th Grey Cup. I want your prediction, buddy. Give me a score.
I'll give the same one I gave earlier today. Riders 30, Montreal 27.
Another close one.
Yeah, I don't want it to be close. I don't want it coming down to a last play, Rouge.
There you go. Locker on the Loose. Predictions edition. Are you ready to give yours yet?
No.
Okay. We got Britton Gray coming up. We'll get his.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-point win. Riders win by two. I just haven't figured out
how high
I want to put their points.
Are you with right Gove? Now. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders president of the fan club. Is it going to end in a rouge?
Could you imagine? That would, because they're amending the rouge, that would just be the chef's kiss on just...
So are you
the reason why I want the rouge amended.
Are you saying you want this?
Just to prove to everybody that it needed to be amended. Like, it's the dumbest thing. It happened to the Riders last year with Toronto to have a missed field goal.
Win
missed
the game.
Missed field goal, and the team's jumping up and down celebrating. It is the it's dumb to watch that and go, woo, yay. And then, what, Brett Lawther's going to be carried off the field for missing a field goal? Thankfully, Dave Ridgway hit his in 1989. Dave Ridgway's told us this. He wasn't nervous about kicking the game-winning field goal in the 1989 Grey Cup, the greatest game ever played in CFL history. If you're too young to know, go watch it on YouTube. It's there. It's a thrill a minute for the 1989 Grey Cup. It's a ridiculous football game. From the Tony Champion catch to the, you know, Fairholm getting it down all the way to the end zone on a huge kick, all these things. I'm like, this is an amazing football game. But the reason Dave Ridgway wasn't nervous was because he knew
he could kick it
out the back of the end zone. He knew the ball would go over the upright. He'd kick it high enough that it would go over and out, so he didn't have to worry about it. He just had to kick it high and hard, and it was going to be a point to win or it was going to be a field goal to win. It didn't matter to him. He wasn't that nervous ahead of that kick because he knew. And I'm like, come on, really?
Now, out of the proposed rule changes from Stu, the first elements kick in for the next season, and the amended rouge is part of that first rollout.
To get a point, the ball needs to stop inbounds or someone catches it and concedes that point. That's the only way you get a rouge, no longer kicking it out the side or dribbling out the back or any of that stuff.
The field size and the goalposts being moved, that's a 2027 thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Send in your prediction, 1-877-332-8255. Text that to us. We'd like to know what you are going to pick. What do we got there?
We got Saskatchewan 34, Montreal 6. And that is Darlene sending that in.
As we continue here in the Green Zone, coming up, Britton Gray will be here, plus my one-on-one with Scott Moe and the other leader in the province, the head coach, Corey Mace, next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.